Guys, I have to welcome you to week three. We are beginning week three. Can you guys believe it? I am so, so excited because I have been seeing some major action. In fact, I am behind because of you guys. Y'all have been crushing it. And I'm talking about not just crushing it big. I'm just so thrilled because I truly believe that God is, he's doing some mighty works. I know he's been all about that, and he's been having the call being issued for. Some of you are not surprised he's moving in your hearts because you yourself have been feeling it for some time, and you are taking action, and I believe it just makes his heart smile. Oh, goodness. I think he smiles at you anyway. Don't get me wrong. However, I think right now he is excited, and I feel like all of the all that great crowd of witnesses it talks about in Hebrews, they're cheering you on. I know we are in particular. This week we kick off, and I'm going to just quickly go over a few things and then I'm going to jump in for just a few minutes on some things that God has given me in my quiet time this morning that I think are going to be for you. But this week, again, we are going to have a bonus challenge this week. I will tell you more about it afterwards, but this is going to be a fun challenge. In this session, while you're here with me, you may want to be grabbing up a couple of people because what we're going to do is we're going to have tree ads this week. For those of you who have ever done a challenge anywhere on the internet where they do triads, tree ads, whatever you want to call it, it's a power coaching session where you're going to find two other people who are going to meet with you. You can figure out if you want to get like a Zoom. You can get like Zoom. Some of you already have it for your businesses. If not, you could do Google Meet. If not, talk to me or Felice, and we can try to see if we can't help you out with to figure it out. However, what you'll do, you'll find two other people. And of course, our Facebook group is also another place, not just in here, but find at least two other people. And what you'll do, one person will share something that they have questions about. Then one person in the triad will be listening and kind of taking some notes, and will do some coaching directly one-on-one, giving some of their ideas or some of their feedback. And the other person will be listening. Then once that the two have finished their coaching back and forth, getting the information of what's going on, the questions, so on and so forth, then it will switch over to the person that was listening to give feedback to people. First, the person that had the question, and then second, to the other person who was coaching, maybe saying, hey, this is a gift you have. This is something that will help you with touching base with people and helping people in your business. And it's a wonderful opportunity for just some crash course experience in coaching. Also, it's some great experience for each of you to feed. I love that right there. It's a great experience for you when you are maybe troubleshooting some of your things that you have going on. You're going to get more opinions that are besides mine and Felice's. Here's also, and what you'll do is 20 minutes of that. There will be a timer. And then it flips to the next person on, you know, the person that just did the coaching. We'll have the person who was just listening being their coach, and the other person will be listening. And then same thing. And then the next person will be the person who listened first. They will be have the person that got the first had the first questions. They'll be their coach. And then you will have the other person listening. I hope that makes sense. If it doesn't, I'm happy to help clear it up. Each triad that you guys have, it's going to count 10 points. Now, I'm trying to encourage you to get together, and you can't use the same person again and again, by the way. If you do more than one, I want to see different groups forming together. You can get on even the group and say, hey, I'm looking to form a triad. This is something I'm looking for help on. Somebody may say, hey, that's my thing. I can help you with this. But this is going to be, I think, an opportunity for you to go deeper. Really deeper with one another. It was one of my favorite things I did a while back in a challenge I did. And I said, I have to bring this into my coaching program and into my business because there is such a benefit of other people. Last night I had a coaching session, and I wrote about it in my easing this morning, that I always have coaches in different areas of my life. And right now, one of my business coaches happens to be Kelly McCauzy. She has been on the journey with me for eons, just like Felice and Lucia have been on the journey with me. And I'll tell you guys, Kelly is the reason that you see what you see today. I've been in her Dare to email. I almost cried this morning. We had our last session this morning, and I almost cried because I have so been learning so much from Dare You to Email. It has been so good for me. And she does her challenges similar to how I'm doing some of mine. Of course, I've learned a lot from her, and Nicole Dean and Melissa. They've helped me so much. But here's the thing. I've sat in on that challenge in the middle of doing our challenge for a reason, because I always want to be learning. I always want to be pouring forth, and I always want to be having that mix where I'm taking in and I'm pouring forth. I don't want to sit here and be full of old stuff and sit here in my journey and think that I'm doing okay and doing people justice. God gave me a vision. I'm writing some things for Felice's conference, and he gave me this vision that really just nailed where I am with some of the lessons he's been giving me with my business. I'm doing a topic that I've done this for years and years, knowing my ideal client and my ideal customer, my ideal community, building my community, knowing the people that are in my community. I have revisited that and really nailed it down and said, this is the person that's not a great fit for me. You want to talk about hard? I call myself a people hoarder. I want my people. I hoard people. I hoard ideas. I hoard all that kind of stuff. And so me, myself, I know my weakness in that area. And do you know, I've been going through my email list ruthlessly saying, if you're not opening your emails, because I learned this in my email challenge, if you're not opening your emails, if you're just filing me away in a nice little folder, you're not my people. And not, y'all obviously are. But if you are, if somehow my emails are not getting through to you, you gave me a cruddy little email, then I'm saying bye, Felicia. Is that an old way to say that? I don't know if that's even appropriate. The kids said it and I thought that was funny. I was like, what? And then I was like, ha ha, funny. But anyway, bye. I have to say goodbye, because people who are not with me, I hope that makes sense, are not going where I'm going. I want to not have to pull people along. I don't want to have to pull ideas from yesterday. I'm excited about where I am today, and that's what I'm all about. Last night, as I sat there and I knew this coaching session was going to be a life changer, I felt it. And Kelly starts to ask me a few questions. I have to tell you guys, she got me. I was crying in just a few moments because I knew the answer she was asking before she asked the question, because it was something that was kind of keeping me stuck in some areas, several, because it's kind of like there are things that just clog us up and keep us from moving forward. And one of the things she asked me the topic that we have for Thursday night. You guys have got to be there. But she says, trust yourself. She said, Cindy, do you trust yourself profoundly? And I was like, whoa, wait, what? And she continued. And I'm not going to take her squeal of her topic. You guys have got to make plans to be here Thursday night. I think God's going to put some line in the sand for some of you. He's going to do some amazing things with you guys, because she's amazing. But here's what she did to me. She had to say, Cindy, what are you doing? You've got so much you do. It's not clear. It's not concise. People don't get it. And you've got to see, some of those things are things that, and I wrote about this morning, some of those things are things that I just hold on, because it's kind of like if you were to go back to my closet, it's things I hope to fit back into. And you know what? They're trashed as of last night. Totally trashed. Hello. There's some of the things that I think, Oh my goodness, I bought this. I've never wore it. And I'm saving it. It's going to be my reward one day. And I'm telling you, some of that, I have had to really get really ruthless and say, you know what? Trust yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Don't give yourself something that you are not passionate about, that you're not going to make happen probably anytime. Give it away. Do it. Let go of it. Goodbye, Cindy. You know what I mean? It's hard. This is hard stuff, but this is where I believe the rubber meets the room. And by the way, Betty can't get in the room, Felice. That's the message I had. Some of this is hard stuff. And then this morning, as I was having my time with the Lord, I was just actually laying there. I had not really got, God had some this in my mind, and I was seeking him. And I kept saying, God, what is it you want me to let go of? What is past? What is old history? What are you stirring in me today? What are you trying to burst forth in me today? That thing that I go, whoa, I can't wait to share this. You know what? That gets me up and keeps me going. That I am ready to do the work to make it happen. Because let me just tell you guys, Felice asked me this the other day. She asked me, she said, do people know what all you do? Well, I just last week cried, I hate to say this, because I was offered to go from 35 hours to 40-hour work week. I was like, no. I don't want to do that. I want to write more. I want to record more. I want to do coaching more. But I work for a company full-time doing my services that I would do for anybody else. And then I also am in school getting my master's degree. And about every single week, I'm reading about 400 to 500 pages and writing at least 3 to 4 papers. And I'm talking about papers. This week, I wrote on power, like, you know, real power. I wrote on the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, this is not baby stuff. It's pretty big stuff. And I also am doing ministry. And then I'm also bringing all these the things that I'm really passionate about. The real me, my real stuff, I'm bringing it back here before you guys. I know what it's like to have a lot of things moving in a lot of ways. But where I want to be is saying, God, I hear you saying all things new, and I hear you saying that you want me to let go of some things that, quite frankly, I like. They're near and dear to me. They're favorites. As a matter of fact, remember years ago, you guys, when I taught on trash, trinkets, and treasures? Some of the things I hold on to happen to be trash. They're just flat out not good for me. They're not good for anybody else. But nonetheless, there's something about it that I get sucked in just like anybody else to do those things for my time. Do y'all know what I mean? The stuff. The stuff that, you know, I have it around the house. I have lots of little cute little things. And I go, oh, I like that. And I keep it. But is it truly a treasure? No. If something happened to it, would I cry about it? Probably not. Probably wouldn't even notice, quite frankly. But that's the same thing with my schedule. There's some things that if it didn't happen again, I would never know. Don't care. Wouldn't make me cry. Then there's some of my little trinkets. Now, those are the ones I really have to watch out for, because my trinkets are those things that are really good things. In fact, morally, you'd say, wow, that's great. Any pastor that would listen to what I would say, they'd say, wow, I think we need to do that. I think we need to have that in our church. I think that we need to do, we need to be about these things. These are good things. But for me in this season, God is saying, Cindy, I'm calling you to a path where you're going to have to let go of some things that are going to literally be heart-wrenching for you to let go of for today, but tomorrow they will not be so much. Because what I want is the treasures. I want the things that when you stand before me and I light that consuming fire, they last. Do you know what I'm saying here, you guys? They last. They're the things that are the calling. They're the things that are the life purpose. They're the things that cannot be taken away from us. And that's where I think God's calling us. It reminded me this morning of the parable of the new wine and the old wineskin. And you know, every time I take communion now, I sit back and I think, what does this really mean for me today? Is this just another sacrament? Is it just another thing we do? It's not intended to be just another thing we do. It's not just meant to be another another thing that is in the church agenda for the day. Rather, it's a reminder of what is ours and what we can grasp a hold of. Are y'all hearing me on this? The body, we see the body. That body that Christ gave up for us, it gives us the power to, I mean, by his stripes, we are healed. Hello? Healed. That spirit, soul, and body. For me, I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the spiritual healing that God gave me at Calvary, but I'm talking about the real Cindy day in and day out that carries around. And I kind of liken this to being like carrying, going and digging up out of the backyard a dead corpse of Cindy, the dead flesh Cindy, and it stinks. It stinks even more day by day the more I step closer to heaven. Just ask Charles, just ask my kids, just ask Felice, just ask Lucia. They know me well enough to know how where my flesh stinks. And I'm bad to go and pull that back up and try to carry it around. I'm talking about that Christ died for, to have power over that, to have to be able to not have that ruling me. I have the capability, the capacity, because of Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, to have power over that. To have healing in my body, to have healing in my soul, to have healing when things are hurtful over the years. I can let it go daily because I have that kind of power from his body. The wine. I had to ask myself, oh goodness, I grew up and wine was of the devil. Okay, maybe y'all didn't grow up like this, but wine was of the devil. And here in church, we're seeing all these verses I just totally didn't get. But what he says here with the wine, that symbolizes his blood. His blood. His blood is where we have power, true power over anything, any principality, any power, anything that's a besetting sin, anything that comes against us, anything we bring against us. Hello? I bring enough against myself. He gives us a power over that with his blood. His precious, precious blood. He sets a cover over us that says, I deem you as righteous. I say who you are. I say what you can do. I say who I am. Not the enemy. God says who he is and what he can do and what he will do for you and what he'll do through you. This is who we are and this is what we have. And what I love is in this parable, there's two things I want to bring out. The first thing is the obvious from what I just was talking about. This parable, he's talking about, I'm doing a new thing, and I'm doing a new thing in Israel, where he literally was saying, this doesn't fit into the old way. He was being asked in Matthew, and you see the recording of the parable of the new wine and old wineskins. You see it in Matthew 9, 14 through 17. You see it in Mark 2, 18 through 22. And you see it in Luke 5, 33 through 39. And in this parable, he's answering questions about fasting. Now, I've been fasting this month, and I want to tell you guys, if you haven't done it, I'm not talking about like I ain't been starving. I am drinking water, and I have been eating clean, has been my fast. It's been a Daniel fast. But let me tell you some things I've seen God do. He's been breaking through. He's been giving me answers. He's been making time where I don't know where he's found it. He's been showing me like deeper things that I was about to share and teach, like just total revelation of it. I could have sat and studied and wearied myself trying to make it happen myself, but he has been doing it. Is that not good? That's what he wants to do for you too. He's not just saying that I like Cindy, she's been fasting. He wants to do it for you too. I believe fasting gets us away from the junk. That junk that we have, that stuff that's just clouding our brain, and it clarifies and clears us up to where we can hear him. Our body isn't in control. Our spirit man is able to tune in, fully plugged in with no hindrances to be able to hear God. And here, this is what he says here in this passage. He is doing a new thing. He understood. And from Genesis, he had a plan. He saw that man is so good. His creation is so good. But then they had a propensity towards evil. The choices that they made, the choices we make, we forget who our king is. We forget who he says we are. We forget that life is what he says it is, that this is the reality that is real reality, that we forget that our power is his power that he says we can have. We just forget these things. And he says here in this parable, he's showing us he's doing things a whole different way. There's not room in the old way for the new things he was about to do. So I think that's one application. There's probably many, many, many. The parables are like this. But I want to read to you a couple of this passage, and I want to read it to you from the Passion Bible, which is my favorite this month. People laugh at me and joke at me. I have seriously got so many Bibles and Bible versions that at any given time, you know you're going to hear different versions. Just stick with it. If you're related to me, you know you get a different version every year for Christmas, and I expect the other one to be wore out. So anyway, this is the Cindy. It's in the Passion Bible this year. It says here, Jesus's critics questioned him. John the prophet is known for leading his disciples to frequently fast and pray. As the religious leaders of the land, we do the same. Why do you and your disciples spend most of your time feasting at banquets? Don't you love it? I like that I serve a Jesus who's all about feasting at the banquet. I'm in it with him. You know what I mean? I want more of that. But anyway, this is how he answers. I just love how they tried so hard to set him up. And most likely they were sitting there at a banquet where maybe Matthew had held it. Some of the theologians think that he was at a banquet that Matthew had held during one of the Jewish fasting days. Now, this doesn't make sense, does it? I just love Jesus. Just, you can't put him under a lid. You can't limit him. I just think he's so cute. But anyway, as we continue with verses 36 through 39, it says, and he gave them this illustration. No one rips up a new garment to make patches for an old worn out one. If you tear up the new to make a patch for the old, it will not match the old garment. And who pours new wine into an old wineskin? If someone did, the old wineskin would burst and the new wine would be lost. New wine always has to be poured into new wineskins. Put that there. Save it for me. Yet you say the old ways are better and you refuse to even taste the new thing I bring. Woo! I'm telling you, I love Jesus because he was a nice and he was sweet. But I'm telling you what, I could feel that almost pierce my heart. Because I was thinking about, where's the battle in my business, my ministry? A lot of it's because I keep trying to go back to my old wineskin. It's comfortable. You kind of know where you get it. I've got my old to-do list. I've got all of them. I know exactly how to make it happen. And yet God is saying, hey, girl, I'm telling you, I'm doing a new thing. I've been telling you that since that one day where you sat with Lucia at the dining table and I spoke a prophetic word to you that I was doing a new thing. He even says to me, I told you years before that I was about to do a new thing to get ready. And I couldn't even fathom it. I couldn't fathom what he was talking about. And today I can tell you that he keeps saying, Cindy, I keep seeing you reaching for your old wineskin, trying to put the new in. And here I'm telling you, if you do it, that new wine is going to burst out. It's going to burst out because what I've got is so different than where you were. You may say the old ways are better, but you're not even tasting. You haven't even got a good taste of what I've got right now. So where does this apply? I really believe from the bottom of my heart that the Lord is saying to you guys that he is doing some new stuff. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19 says, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? See, I hear all this doom and gloom. I don't even listen to the news, by the way. But just the people that I know that do, I hear all the doom and gloom. I hear all their junk about the politics. Let me just go ahead and prophesy now. Trump will be your next president for another 4 years. I'm just going to say it. If you're mad at me, go away. I don't want you in my community anyway. Go away. I don't want to talk about it. I'm not going to fight with you about it. I'm just telling you that God has got his hands on that man. He's got his, he is speaking to the man's heart. And the man is listening. He's surrounded by personal friends of mine that I know are telling me, whoa, you won't believe what's going on in the White House. Peek at these little pictures. And I'm just telling you, in case you want to know, don't worry about arguing with them. I'll save you a whole year and a whole lot of fretting. And you can now go, okay, I know who's going to be president. We're going to move on. Cindy's given a word on it. I'm not saying this is a God word. I'm just telling you it probably is a God word because I believe he's your next president again. You don't have to cry about it, okay? Don't let them go. And anything they try to bring up, it's going to be that. Like Isaiah 54 said, no weapon formed against him is going to prosper. I'm telling you. That's just my free information. And now I'll quit making everybody mad. Of course, you know what? Did I say at the beginning I had to let go of some of this? I'm not going to hoard people that don't want to be on the same page listening to the Lord, not to the news, not to this post-postmodern thinking. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's my little rant for the moment. And now I'll get back into the word. But it says here, I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Cindy, do you perceive what I'm doing? Because you see, I want to tell you guys what I'm perceiving. I'm seeing revivals around the world that are at a number and in a way that only God can do this. It's not the way it's been being done. I had counsel this morning with a church on church growth. And this church, they haven't grown in 20 years. They've been declining 20 years. And they don't know which way to go to be moving forward. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, do you not perceive God's doing new things? Anything old, get rid of it. Anything old, get rid of it. Be willing to let go. Put it on at the cross. And if God says, pick that back up, that's one thing. He's told me to pick some things back up. But by and large, I'm telling you, he's telling me to let go of more than he's telling me to pick up again. Do you know what I mean? The message says this passage like this. I just love it. It says, forget about what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. You know what? There's something about us that we like our old achievements. We like our old things. I'm very proud to say I'm the author of 150 plus books. But what you don't know is I've got about 200-300 in the backup drive that have not been finished. Why? Because I'm sitting there playing with all the old stuff. I'm very proud to say I've done thousands and thousands of audios. And God even, Felice knows this, God even made a way. He's kept some things hidden that were stolen from me. And I literally felt like God, as who he is, said, Cindy, I rule against the devil. I rule against that you had these things stolen. I'm going to give you these things back. But you know what? There's some of it that he's not letting me have because it's like I was so good at like blocking search engines that, that some things I just can't have. And I hear him saying, drop it. Or it's time for a fresh word on that topic. And he's just said, I want you hearing me. I'm going to speak to you. Every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to give you fresh manna. I'm going to give you a refilling of my spirit. So you have fresh word, fresh, fresh, fresh. Oh, forget what's happened. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. Does that make y'all excited? It makes me go, whoo, what is he about? What has he got? What is he up to? Because you know what? We get to hear it first. We get to hear it. He's chosen each of you to hear what he's doing first. Praise God. He says, be alert, be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. I love that word because when I think of bursting out, I think of the God of the breakthrough. He is the God of the breakthrough. That is his one of his names. He says, I'm going to be breakthrough for you. But that breakthrough means it's like bursting out. Like nothing's going to hold it back. He's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the bedlands. Woo! Come on. So my prayer for you this week is that as you're working, as you're going through your day, that you'll look at each of the things that are going on and you'll say, okay, what is God meaning for me to let go of so I can do the great things? What is it that he says, okay, the time has expired. Those things were really great at that time, but these are little trinkets. You're going to have to let go of your trophies and trinkets because what I'm doing is so much bigger. What are they? What are those things? And then what are those things? And I'm telling you, probably some of it, his stuff that he's wanting to burst out of you, it's stuff you haven't even heard yet, possibly. I know for me, he keeps giving me more and more and more and more and more. But it's because what? We have to be accountable for the talents and the things he's given us. I think he's put things in us and he's saying, you know what? I truly, truly, truly want for you to dare to listen to me when I say this is the way to go. And don't think you're going to get something super special until you've done that thing. I want you doing that thing. So maybe some of you have had a thing that you known you needed to be doing. I've got mine. And he's saying, Cindy, do you perceive what I'm up to? I'm about to do some good stuff. Just get this thing done that I told you to do. And I almost hear him in my daddy's voice like, hey, are you going to do what I told you to do? Are you going to get busy with that? Just get that out of the way because you are going to be so excited when I let loose with what I'm about to do. I just think he's got some good stuff for you. He's a good, good dad. He's a good, good Abba Papa. And Lord, I just come to you and I thank you that you are so with us. You're here. You're doing a mighty work in our midst. You are calling us to do these things faithfully, but also to be willing to do whatever we do with our hands wide open before you. God, if it's our idea, our plan, I ask you to just show us and help us to willingly offer it to you. If it's a thing that was in a past season, Lord, we just say glory. That's for your glory, your honor. And Lord, we just set it before you. And then, Lord, we grasp onto these things you're talking about, bursting forth with all things new. God, do it. Do it among us. I know you're doing mighty things. And Lord, we praise you. We magnify you. We lift you on high. Whew, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, this is not amen like done today. This is instead amen, it's your time. So for those that just made it into the room, I do want to go over this week. We're going to have bonuses by doing triads. Triads are going to be some power coaching sessions. And if you have more questions, I'll answer that after, or you can listen to this audio at the beginning and I'm happy to help. But also I want you guys to know if you're just now getting in on the challenge, it is not too late. The things you can do in a week, 2 weeks, are unbelievable. I mean, what you guys have done, those that have been in the challenge for the last 2 weeks, is it not amazing? Did you think you could do all these things? I mean, seriously, are you shocking yourself? Are you blowing yourself away? Because you can do this. I believe that's why God puts us with other people, mentors and community and friends and parents and spouses. He wants for us to be challenging each other, sharpening each other, being accountable to one another. So here again, the prizes, I want to just go over this. It does pay to be part of the challenge. So if you're not, you definitely want to join us. You can always come to any of the sessions free and listen. But prizes, hey, if you finish just one challenge, there's some of those that are easy, by the way. One challenge, you get the cute little tote that Felice is holding up. One of those. How about that? Isn't that cuteness? You have one challenge plus 50 points. You are a finisher. Woo-hoo, look at that. That is so cute, please. I like how you just did that little hand thing.
I like that.
That's got it. That's cuteness. Finish one challenge and you have 150 points. You get the first prize that she just talked about, totes, the cute little book. And you also get to earn a private coaching session with Felice or myself. Finish a challenge and be one of the top 5 people. That's where it gets super uber awesome. And you want to compete for that. And it is possible. I'm talking about if you just start today, give it some time every single day, I believe you can be on up there. But Those are the people who will get access to an online event of their choice with Cindy or Felice. We have some good stuff coming. Top finisher, number one, gets a one-year membership to my Stepping Up to the Call group coaching membership. That is, you just know about it. I'm going to tell you about it more, hopefully next week, because I myself am still working my challenges as well. And so that's one of my challenges I'm working on. But also, you would be the person that gets the replays from the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference, which, please tell us all about that. I know I'm about to jump out of my skin excited about the conference.
Well, I am so excited right now because I'm packing. I pack way ahead, but part of it is just goodies and things. I'm feeding you guys because I know everybody gets starved whenever I go to an all-day conference. I remember the last one I went to, they didn't even have badges they gave you. It was just on your phones. So, like, they gave you nothing. So you guys are, you know, I'm Italian. My love language is let me make you cookies. I probably won't have time to make cookies, but I'm putting together stuff. Okay, so the conference really was 2 years in prayer before I even did the first thing. And first it was an idea. I thought I was going to do it online, and the Lord kept saying no, he wanted that face-to-face interaction. So for those of you that are coming, I know it's costly and everything else, but I am praying that God just takes that and blesses you 1,000-fold, not even 100-fold. The speakers are coming to the table not only to share whatever they're going to be sharing with their topics, which the updated schedule is now on the website, not to be changed. But anyway, there are videos that are going to be taken. So if it says AUD for auditorium, that's where the videos will be taken. And then there's going to be two rooms set up. And they're intimate rooms. I mean, the most they can probably seat is about 20, 25 people packed in there. Right now we've got it set up with tables so you guys can bring your laptops, take notes. But it's going to be a time that when the speakers are not speaking, they are going to be available to hang out with you. And we've got this really awesome place. Like when you walk in into the building, there's a couch. There's a couch set up and there's tables. There's going to be coffee. Just a place like a little coffee house where you can sit and chat with whatever speakers are not speaking. So there's five of us, five or six, Cindy. I've lost count now. I never count myself. I don't count.
Like that.
Okay, so myself, Marnie Swedberg, who you got to hear, Marnie, Tina Levine, who has spoken everywhere, churches, corporate. God has just taken her everywhere. Jimmy Quick, who some of you may know from social media marketing. She really knows her stuff. Cindy Rushton, who is here, and you may or may not know her. And then Meredith Curtis is going to be sharing with us. She's a pastor's wife, and she and her praise and worship band, they're going to be there and just really set the tone. One of the other things is this church actually has a place where it's a prayer room dedicated to where you can just go in if you need prayer. And all of the staff from our praise and worship group, which some of them are Meredith's kids that I have known since they were little. And they are on fire for the Lord, spirit filled. And they're the ones who volunteered. In the back of my mind, I'm thinking, it would be really great if we can pray with people. And I'm thinking, well, if people need prayer and they come to me, or if you're like even telling me, this is what I really want to do. I might just say, let's just pray about it and see what the Lord, put a fleece before the Lord. But they offered, and it's an amazing, little room. And so that's just like right off the main entry where the big room is. And I mean, we're going to dwarf it there. We're a little bit lower in number. I mean, I wasn't shooting for a huge number, but like even today I'm getting orders coming in. So I know a lot of people are last minute. And we still have this whole week and then the next whole week. So, it's whoever God sends, and I'm going to be really excited to share that, whatever whatever the Lord wants. And we're going to be there to answer questions. I think that's going to be a big part of this. Also, when you're there, you're going to meet other people and then hopefully, you know, meet some people that you can get together with. Either, you know, Zoom is free if you, I think there's some limits to how many meetings you can have, but you can get Zoom for yourself and it is a free account. So, you know, start at that level. Cause I mean, I had the free account for a while, until I had to up it because of the number of, audios we were doing. But, Betty, you're asking how many. I think right now we, are at about 50, and that's including our praise and worship and speakers. We're over that. Cause I think we're at 40, there's 40 that are in number, but some of those have two tickets. So, you know, let's just say 45, 46 maybe. Do have something to hand out, Betty. Also, bring a lot of business cards for networking. So that would be great. Mm-hmm. I can talk about it a lot. So go to the website. It's the Ultimate Christian Communicators Conference.
Yes, yes. You definitely want to be there. Okay. With all of our announcements over for right now, I want to jump in. And if any of you have got anything you're working on that you're saying, hey, you know what? I just wish I could get some feedback and some coaching. Now's the time to jump in. So I want to just open up the mic. If you've got a question, something that we can help you troubleshoot, jump in.
Arilla had a question. She said, I'm a newbie to podcasting. So if anyone has help on that, I could use that for this week's bonus. Arilla, I have several podcasts that I did on the writing and podcasting advice. So it's writingandpodcastingadvice.com is a podcast. I did interviews with all of the people who are going to be speaking as well, but there's several on there about, you know, like what kind of like how to set up your podcast. Like what your schedule should be. I have listened to podcasts and they don't even tell you their website, no call to action. They're just talking. And I'm thinking, well, where do I find show notes? Or, you know, what if I want more information? And so that's something as well. Yes. And congratulations, Julie. I just saw that you're expecting a baby. So hopefully that will help, Arilla. I'm working on a book. It's not out yet, but it's going to be along the lines of my information in a nutshell on podcasting. That's my challenge to myself, although I didn't participate in the challenge. I just had too much going on with the conference coming up, but I'm going to go back and do this. And that's the thing, Cindy, like Cindy and I are pretty much self-motivated, right? If there's something there, and I think that's hopefully, when I keep listening to this, that's what we're kind of teaching people to do too, right, Cindy? So,
right, because I think that's key. I think here's the thing: Jumpstart 2020 is just a jumpstart. Right. I think there's a lot more that's going to be coming. In particular, I do hope some of you will want to opt in to my coaching membership that's coming up, stepping up to the call. I don't want to be too confusing, but we actually have a group coaching. It also has a DIY option, but I just really think there's a big thing about getting into the group and working together. But we have that, and it also has personal coaching an option. So that's going to be something that will be a month to month, every single month. And I've got some challenges coming up. Felice has got some challenges coming up. What we are doing, you're right. We both stay very motivated to keep moving and moving forward. I listen to what you guys want as well to actually, when I see what you guys are saying, hey, I'm needing some help in something, a certain area, not necessarily does it always change the calendar, but it has changed the calendar before. And then it always somewhere along the year, it might be that I just say, you know what, this is really what I'm hearing God say from numerous people that they're needing help with this, and we make a way to do it. So I truly believe it's, you know, we've got a lot coming down the pike, and then we also are going to be doing a lot of podcasts and different things that we always do. I mean, Felice has got an amazing podcasts that are perfect for you on her network that she does herself. I just want to pump that up, Felice.
Here, I muted myself. Thank you. One thing I wanted to mention that Christina wrote on here, the conference is my challenge. So I'm yes, it is. So my challenge, getting that together. I've never done one in person. So this is my first, it's like an event planner. So it's been my first. So you can do the next one. We'll come to Tennessee, Cindy. You can do one there.
Yes. Well, you know what? One of the things I talked with my coach about, and this is kind of funny, act surprised if she brings it out Thursday night, but she asked me kind of what my vision was for my business. And I told her, I said, well, this is kind of what I think I'm hearing, you know, that I'm hearing God say for this year. And ultimately, I would like to do like a mastermind type retreat. And she said, well, why don't you set it up now? I said, well, I was just thinking maybe in December next year I could plan it. And she said, okay. And that's part of our discussion we had last night. And it was kind of funny to even hear myself saying it right now, but I want to be able to bring some people in on a mastermind right here and have in the house, us working together, kind of mastermind quality. And I even have a vision for making a nice trip somewhere like maybe Italy, where I think the air makes me more creative. Y'all could not stand me if I lived there.
I've been to Italy. It's gorgeous. Oh. I have a cousin who has a house right on the Strait of Messina. So you look out the porch and all you see is mountains and water. So yeah. And I can't get Jeff to go, but I have my passport, Cindy. So let's go.
A passport. Let's do it. Well, that's the other thing that she was saying last night. She said, I know that you're trying to do things and be responsible with your finances on this. She said, but what if somebody could sponsor you in a house? I said, oh. It was like new ways, new things, get out of my own way, where I think I've got to have it all figured out and all paid for from cash and ahead of time before I promote it and all that stuff. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, okay, God, I'm open. I'm willing to do what you ask me to do, but help me show me a way to do it. For example, I got to go in the fall, this past fall, to Kelly's event, and it was a total God giving it to me, kind of a blessing. Everything about it was him taking care of everything about me getting to go. And I would even venture to say that don't be beyond prayers, you guys that are even here that say, I don't think I could even make this thing happen now. Who knows? God may have a way for getting you down there for, you know, this conference that we're talking about doing. But anyway, let me go back. I see you guys talking about the triads. I want to mention, okay, let me tell you how this works, because this is totally going to be you guys getting together on your own, you know, behind the scenes. So this is not something that Felice and I are going to organize for you, but it may be that you can grab a morning. It may be that you can grab an evening. Might be that you can grab a day over the weekend. But the way that it works is that you will find two other people who can join with you on a coaching triad. The way that it works, again, is one person, there are three people, of course, and one person will be the person who asks their questions and maybe shares the struggle they're having in their business. Another person at that time will be the coach, who will be offering back some coaching and help and troubleshoot. A lot of what we have is inside of ourselves. So they will be asking questions and helping them troubleshoot. The third person will be listening during that session or during that 20 minutes. And each person will have 20 minutes. And you need to set a timer. So that's really fair for everybody. But the next person, whoever was the coach, will be the person who then is on the hot seat asking their questions and sharing their thing that they need to know. Then the person that was listening will be their coach, and the other person will be listening. Whoever the listener is, they're going to listen, and they're going to do two things during the listening time. They're going to, if they've got ideas that come to themselves, they'll jot it down and then come back and share it after the coaching person gives ideas and works through everything with the person. And And then they'll also be looking at the person who's doing coaching and saying, hey, this is something that might help you with possibly coaching or teaching yourself. So then as it's going through, everybody gets a turn on the hot seat. Everybody gets a turn coaching. Everybody gets a turn listening. If you've got something special you teach, you may, or that you do, I know my coaching triad, I had one that a girl was showing all about LinkedIn. And we did some troubleshooting for LinkedIn. And what we did for her was actually give her referrals because she does this as a business. And so we took our time to do that. So there's just a lot of benefit of this because, again, the benefit of being in a community like we have here is that you get us. But I don't want this all about me. I don't want this all about all professional speakers. I have some really great friends who are the deal on the internet with whatever they teach. However, each of you have more than you know, and I want you feeling free to jump in and share and teach. And some of you have fresh ideas that I don't think any of us will be the same unless we learn from you as well. So I hope that makes sense. Each triad that you participate in, you get 10 points because I know it's going to take an hour of your time. And, you know, one thing I did when I joined the triad, I actually used Screencastify, which is free, to record everything so I could go back and listen again later. So I didn't have to be taking notes when someone was coaching with me. And when they were listening to me coach, I also had that to go back and say, okay, this is what they saw were some pointers to give me. And I had all that right on the little replay that saved in my Google Drive. So anyway, long story short, do that. And of course, I'll post this in the Facebook group. But you guys, I'm looking forward to seeing what you get from your triad. And here's what you do. You form one, you do it, and then come back and tell us what your biggest takeaway with each other was, what you learned, because I'm looking forward to seeing that. Some of that are probably going to be some things that some of us all, we might need it. Do you know what I mean? Like your question, it's like my LinkedIn thing, I came back and gave, you know, my feedback of what I learned from LinkedIn about LinkedIn. And I am positive that, you know, as I was reading things by other people, maybe it's the podcasting questions or whatever. And by the way, I'm happy to be on your podcasting triad if you want me. So, but, and by the way, you could ask me and Felice, but you may not want us. You may want somebody else. I'm not saying you have to pick us, but you know, if there are some of that, I want just to see the community thing going with this, but we're open. Hey, I've got some things I'm working on too. I would love some feedback. So do you see how that works? It's just community. So anyway.
I typed it into the notes here. Cindy, you maybe just check it. Okay. One question I had when you were saying the third person is listening and jotting down ideas, when do they share that? Would they just hand someone? Oh, I guess you're not. I'm conferencing. We're sitting together. Okay, this is virtual. So, like, I guess if you did it in something like Zoom, you could just be taking notes and then just sending it to them, and then they can.
Well, you would just get on the mic then. It would be like me and you were talking now. Orilla would then jump in and say, this is what I heard Cindy say. And Cindy, this is something that I think, this is something that worked great for me, or this is something I heard in a conference or whatever. And then she would then say, okay, Felice, now I heard you were coaching, and this is something I think you did really great at asking these questions, or when you said this, and it may be that you say something you're dealing with, who knows? She would give her feedback, and then it would go to the next person, you know, that's on the hot seat.
Orilla also asked, does it have to be like-minded? I don't necessarily think so, because you can get so much good insight from someone who just has a different aspect, because, like, right now I feel like I have my feet in two places. One is in the homeschool world, but I'm moving more and more to the Christian, you know, world as far as being more mainstream. I'm doing my first women's prayer ministry talk in April, so y'all pray for me for that. I'm going to Texas, and that's a dream I have had for a long time. It was a fleece before the Lord, and I knew I wouldn't do it until my kids were grown, and yet, you know, that was last year, Lord, but it's this year is when he planned it. So anyway, so, okay. Christina just said she wouldn't mind doing a podcast triad send, Orla, if you want to get with Christina, and if anyone else wants to.
Yeah, I would probably do 5 minutes for the recap, because that's probably about most of what you would need, unless, I mean, and here's the thing. It's amazing when you're listening. I think you get a lot more, some of what you think, the other person's already sharing it, this coaching. So some of that you already see other people do, but it's kind of cool. Okay, cool. I like this. I like seeing this. I'm going to probably save this chat so I can go back. But yeah, I like it. Okay, good. And even if you don't find somebody that's got the same thing, it's totally great. Totally great to go in and do it together just with other people, you know, because somebody else might have some good feedback. One thing that happened with me last year, I actually got some partners out of this for some things I'm working on this year. I had one triad that all three of us ended up being Christian writers. And we didn't ask for it to be similar, by the way, like saying, hey, I need some help with this. We didn't say anything like that. We just, hey, got together. I started getting addicted to it. I tried to get together with as many people as I could, but they had the rules of it had to be three different people each triad. And I'll tell you, I liked the stretch of that, you know, because it was a lot on my schedule. You know, I had one Saturday that normally my Saturdays are my day, you know what I mean? But I had one day, I had, was it two or three in one Saturday morning? And I'll tell you what, I was full to overflowing. I could hardly be containable because I got some real big answers on some different things I was doing. And so it is great. Yeah. All right, Misty. And see, Misty can do that with you, Michelle. Oh, you guys will have fun. I almost want to be on that one. I want to be on all of them.
Focus, Cindy, focus.
See, I'm having to be a big girl. Right. Oh, y'all are awesome. Yeah, and you guys can connect. Even most of you by now are already friends on Facebook. And by that, yes. by already being friends, you can get, like, message each of you behind the scenes in Facebook Messenger and connect that way so that you guys have a good way to connect. So, yeah, I like it. Or you can do it on the forum, you know, by posting, hey, I'm interested in setting up this for my triad. Anybody a taker want to do this? Blogging, writing, any of the things that you want, or just say, hey, I just want to be in another one. So, are y'all cute or what? Talk. What is, okay, I'm going to go through some names and I want you guys to come on the thing and tell me your biggest question. And we're going to do a power round of questions. How about that? Okay. So okay. Julie, pop on. Tell me your biggest question. Okay. I'm so happy to see Julie in here.
I know.
I love her. She's one of my favorite people. All of y'all are my favorite people, but she is. Okay, Cindy, see you later. Okay, and we can come back to Julie. Hey, okay, for biggest question is this, I'm trying to see if Joe Will 000, who is that? Don't you love how I call on people? It may not really be able to hear. Okay, Michelle says, how do you brand so many aspects of yourself? Bye, Cindy. Okay, and you meant to the other Cindy. Okay, Michelle, I think that's a super question because actually I'm streamlining everything right now. And working with Kelly last night, she told me, she said, you've got too many things going, too many directions. Everything needs to be here. So, what I'm feeling like the Lord is saying through that is that, how do I put it? That there's a lot of ways that we share the message, but that the message, the bottom line to the message, and even what Felice was sharing a minute ago, she has basically two audiences. I still believe that the people who are really, really with us, who are our ideal customer, our ideal client, our ideal community, you know, member or tribe. Those people who are our tribe, the ideal person is probably going to be, if you were to create an avatar, you were going to create a face of your favorite, you know, your best client. That person is going to have so much more in common with you, and they're going to be probably similar to you on the journey. That's why some of you may have found me years ago when you were homeschooling, and maybe we continued on as our kids were getting into high school. And then even some of, I know some have even said, you won't believe this, I have got such a parallel life with you. I'm maybe even divorced, or I'm an empty nester, or I'm right now finding that the Lord is redoing some things, or I've been stuck for a period of time because of whatever has gone on in my life. It's funny. My avatar is somewhat there. My ideal client is somewhat there. Some aren't, and that's totally fine. I'm not saying I don't want to help anybody or that I'm not, but probably my best fit, the messages are going to kind of be where I'm at. And so that's one reason I really do believe in having your name be the thing you're building, that your identity, you as a brand, be the thing that you're building. Because when you brand you, you find out, okay, who am I? What's my message? What is it that I do well that, you know, that are the values of my business that you can expect? Like, you're going to always find a safe place with me. Your ideas, I don't care what idea you bring to me, you have no risk that I'm going to go and steal it. Trust me, I got too many things to do. Even if I wanted to join all the triads, that does not mean that I would ever take anybody's idea. I have too many things going on and too much that I am really passionate about that I feel like God is like pounding in my heart, bursting in my heart. Does that make sense? So you find a safe place. You find a place where I want to always be on the cutting edge. I always want for what, if there's something that people are giving a try out there, I'm usually going to be one of the ones forging that path that is going to give it a go first and see how it is and try to find the easy way to do it. You guys watch me through the years. That's how I do business. That's what you can kind of expect. So I had to really do, long story short, a whole huge thing of saying, okay, what culture is here? Because I need that for one thing for my clients, but also another thing for me to know what I'm about and what I'm not about. Because there's some of it that, it's like I was saying, even some of my old wine, my old things I had to put aside. Some of it is literally heart-wrenching because it's some of my favorite products. However, it's not saying that I can't help. It's just that, am I going to be open to go and travel for homeschool conventions? I'm not saying absolute no, but most likely no, because it would, I might take one or two a year, and they better make it fun, and they better make it a blast for me to be able to share, because I'm not in this for the same stuff I went through in the past. There were some really cruddy conventions, bless some of their hearts. I just think some of them, it's like they made it as difficult as they could. They put pressure on my family. It was exhausting, and they weren't good to me or the people that came to it. And I was like, I'm not going to do that ever again. I don't like it. It's not who I am. But then again, last year I went to Wisconsin to speak. And when I went to Wisconsin, I spoke for a homeschool group, a big group. And whenever I spoke for them, you'll laugh because when I went to speak for them, I had some things that I was like, these are things I feel like God is doing in my ministry. Like, for example, when I go and speak, I want the freedom that I am in such a Christian place that they are open to me sharing prophetically, that they're open to me praying over if someone's sick or they're needing healing, that they are open to me and Charles having prayer over people and praying for healing. I want people that are believers consistent with my beliefs. Does that make sense? So I don't want to be held back and have a lid or a limit. And I hope that makes sense, but that's just where we are. And there's going to be places that is not what they want in their place. That's too risky, too crazy. And that's not my ideal place. Does that make sense? So I think looking at that, knowing who you are, it shows you what you're going to take as far as things that are bookings. It's going to show you if you're really hearing God on some of the projects that get, because some of us are people that go into bright, shiny objects and we get distracted and we don't finish things. Now, I really am pretty good at finishing what I start because it's kind of like my reward to start the next thing. But there are a lot of people that don't finish what they start. And this helps us to kind of say, okay, this is who we are, what we're about, and it's that clear. Now, is that always? No, I think we have to hear God even on that. I believe from the bottom of my heart that he's wanting us to hear him, because it may be that he may say next year, I do want you back in the homeschool world, because he's going to do a revival there. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not going to shut him down on it when it's him, but I will shut me down on it. Does that make sense? I hope so. So anyway, and I lost count on the, I lost count on, and don't even know what all these things are that you guys are sharing. Wow. I like
okay,
it.
So, that with the 000, she said her name is Jolene. So, anyway, she goes, it's me, Cindy. So, I one thing I want to say is that a lot of people are posting things that, you know, like just stuff that's happening in your families and things like that. So I just love that you feel comfortable with us and are sharing those things. And so, you know, definitely I'm a prayer warrior. I spend every morning, you know, in prayer. And so, you know, I'll definitely keep you guys in prayer. But one of the things that I just want to share with you that's really dear to my heart, and it's funny because I've been thinking this about marriages and families, and so our pastor asked me if I would help with newly engaged couples. Spare time, absolutely. But, you know, I've been married a long time to my polar opposite, from everything from he's blonde with blue eyes and fair skin to he likes to be outside, I like to be inside, to, but where we are rock solid and the same is in our faith and in our love for our kids. Everything else is up for grabs. So one of the things I know is that especially if you're going to be open to God using you in ministry, or the enemy is, and Cindy can attest to this, but the enemy is going to destroy your foundation. Mm-hmm. Because he brought husband and wife together. And if you look at, and then they had kids, and it's almost like the triune or the Trinity, you mm-hmm. know? And so, you know, things happen in our lives, and it's not God's will, but it's his permissive will. So we get into this whole thing about, you know, just focusing on those issues. And it's funny because, you know, in my life, I was talking to Marnie about the conference, and she said, she just kind of looked at me at one point. We went to go see the place last week, and she goes, you're the only person who could have done this. And I said, what are you talking about? Because the lady that was showing us around, like there was like one, like we couldn't get into one of the speakers' rooms, like, so we couldn't see the setup and all this stuff. And I'm like, okay, you know, next thing. And she just like looked at me, and I said, in my life, I have learned certain truths. Number one, I will not deal with guilt. If you're trying to guilt me into something, good luck with that. It does not work. I have been, you know, my mother was an expert at it, God rest her soul, but you can't make me feel like I should do something because you're going to guilt me into it. You know, number two, I cannot worry about the little things. You know, I messed up. I had to send out two emails, Cindy, because everything was right on the email, but I forgot to put Kelly's time on there. I thought I copied the invitation, but it didn't have the time on there. No big deal. I'll send it out again. You know, it is what it is. So I think sometimes we get so focused on this thing and that thing and the other thing. I got back from, I go to church every morning if I can. And I got back from Mass today and Jeff's home. Well, then he's got me doing all of this stuff for his home inspection business that was not on my list of things to do. I had not scheduled my Few Minutes with God podcast, and I had to get that out. Do you know when that was supposed to be ready to go at 4 a.m. this morning? It got out at 11 because I couldn't work with him here, you know? And so God, you know, knows these things. It's not a surprise for God, right, Cindy? I mean, you're the one getting the theology degree. But just as I'm looking here, I mean, a lot of these things that I'm reading are, you know, definitely things that are that need to take your eyes off of what you're doing and to deal with it. But like mm-hmm. Betty, I will pray with you about your marriage. You put some things in there. I've been married to this man for 40 years. And if anybody can try to drive me crazy, it would be him. No, I mean, Cindy, you know. But, you know, he's every once in a while, he'll do something. And I go, gosh, you're acting like a typical man, you know, like he'll just do something like so not normal. But, you know, and he does at times treat me like an employee. You know, I got that today. You know, he's handing me all these papers and telling me to do this and that and the other. And so, you know, we just, like I said, another thing too, is when something really is upsetting, I start praising God. Thank you, Lord, that Jeff's home today. Thank you, God, that I just stepped on a Lego, which my youngest is going to be 20 this year. And I still have Legos in my house. You know, my grandkids come over now. So thank you, Jesus, that, you know, they came over so that they could leave a Lego on the floor and I could step on it. You know how that hurts, you know. But if we don't do that, your peace is going to be robbed. It is going to be robbed. And we, and that's just, you know, we want to be joyful.
That's good.
I didn't mean to hijack that, but.
Oh, no. See, that's exactly, I mean, but I think that those are the things that sabotage, that the enemy loves to come in and distract with those things. I've said long ago, and anything you do, whether it's homeschooling, a business, ministry, trying to clean your kitchen, the minute that you have a plan, the enemy, especially if it's a really great plan, no matter what, I think he fights us more on the things that really matter the most. Which should, the minute I start getting warfare, I think, whoa, I better get this thing done because this must be pretty important for there to be this much coming against me on that, if that makes sense.
Right over Christmas, as you were working on this, you know, we had a couple of conversations where this just was not going to happen, you know, and it's just like, I knew that, you know, and that's the thing, like everybody's telling me that they're so happy you're back. So I just, you know, I'm going to be the wind behind your sails and keep pushing you to the front because, you know, you just have impacted so many people. And, you know, and Cindy's like, do they even remember me? Yes, they remember you, Cindy. So.
Well, and, you know, here's the thing. I think that many times the very things like, I know that the things I've gone through with all of this is only because it's great content for you guys. And it's because all of us deal with that. Does that make sense? Whatever that is. I mean, I have the same things that we all have our packages of it, in other words. And it's kind of funny because, you know, through the years I knew that. But then, you know what? I could tell a distinctive, the enemy stopping some of his attack where I wasn't doing things that, I mean, he would attack really hard. You would not believe this is truly a story of how he does things because I go and feed the homeless in downtown Nashville. It's one of my favorite things to go and do. And for a long time, it was pretty much my main ministry thing that I would do in the middle of healing. Does that make sense? Because I just wasn't where I could do what I do now. And would you believe every Tuesday night, for well over a year, my tire would go flat on my vehicle. It would not go flat any other day, not any other time. And like on weeks that I missed going to feed the homeless, it didn't go flat. I mean, so it's not like every 7 days this thing is going to go flat. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, but I knew it was warfare. And I knew it was like this attack on me being able to be totally like, because last thing you want is to be going there, be leaving at midnight after feeding the homeless, being downtown Nashville. Love downtown Nashville, but it's not where I want to be stuck with a flat tire and have to go all the way an hour home at, you know, to get home at 1 o'clock. And do you know what I'm saying? That's kind of dangerous for a single girl to do. And the enemy knew it. And when it kind of hit me, this is the only day that I have a flat tire. How weird is that? And then after that, I think because I knew his game and I called it out, it got better. And I didn't fix the tire. I didn't change the tire. Do you know what I'm saying? This is simply because I believe he's if he thinks he can get you frustrated, if he thinks he can keep you from moving forward, and some of you are moving forward in some things. I had dinner with one of my dearies that, oh my goodness, we go way back to. We had dinner Saturday night and introduced our guys. It was so fun, and ate Italian. I call that, you know, breaking the fast for a friend. But anyway, we had so much fun. But do you know what? Things like she had such technical things coming up when she was trying to do the website for her blog. And then once she just determined she was going to conquer and figure it out, it was like the enemy knew, hey, I better leave her alone. she's fighting good. And so you're going to have things where the enemy's going to come out against you. He hates what you're doing. And I believe if we're not having that, I would have to say, you know, we better be stepping it up, pressing in and seeing what else God wants. Because I think he wants some really big stuff. And the enemy should not like what you're doing. I mean, and I don't mean to give him any praise or adoration there. That is not what that means. You're right. He hates healthy marriages. He hates parenting. He hates ministry. He hates businesses that are godly businesses. He hates when we take a step into our purpose and life calling. He hates us being healthy. He hates for us, you know, there's just a myriad of things. I'm probably leaving out. He hates your finances. He hates everything. I mean, and I'm not saying that should not sway you. If anything, it should propel you forward. Because here's the cool thing. God, who Satan is like a little swat of a fly to him. And as a matter of fact, he should be to you as well, because you carry that kind of power inside of you. You have Holy Spirit inside of you who is strengthening you and empowering you and who is with you. He's a with you God, giving you all, you can do all the things Jesus did, but greater is what Jesus himself said. He said, I'm going away to sit by the Father so that the Spirit can come and be with you so that you can do those things like I've done. And by the way, he was resurrecting the dead. I feel like I don't have a big enough vision. Do you know what I mean? He was resurrecting dead. They said he never went to a funeral. He did not, totally upset it. I want to have that kind of power in prayer. I want to be able to see blind people see. I'd like to not have to wear these. That's kind of silly, isn't it? Don't you think? I mean, I want to see that. And that's what we have inside of us. So, and then our Father, our Abba, Papa, you talk about, he's all powerful. He is God. He is God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He is the God of gods. So anyway, that's my little rant.
I love it. Christina asked a question. She said, how do I find my next right thing to do? I'm going to jump in and say there is no next right thing. So what I do, Christina, is I'm not a list person per se, like I should be, and I'm getting to be better at it. But because for me, if I had a list or I had a vision, and like Cindy talked about this, you know, put up your vision board, and she had her vision boards way before vision boards were even a thing. And my biggest problem with that was, if I have this vision, what happens if at the end of the year I failed? So if you don't have a vision, then guess what? You're not going to fail. You're also not going to move forward. So I would say, you know, write down things. I mean, you can do the vision board thing, but write down things of what you would like to do. Like, what are some things that, you know, would make you get, like when I was talking about podcasting, that make you get excited to get out of bed because, oh my gosh, I got to share this one thing or this one idea or, you know, I can't wait to tell everybody this. And so, you know, are there any things, look at it from the perspective of not necessarily what would make you happy, but what is your passion? I'm really big about that. And then the other thing is, you know, look at it and say, is this something that's in my gifting? Because there are some things that I would like to do and they are just not my gifting. Like I can do social media. It's just not my thing. Like blogging, you know, I went to a blogging convention, two or three of them. And I finally realized that I can blog, but I can't be a blogger. You know, I can write blog posts. I can write one for you or for someone else or be part of a blog hop or that kind of thing. But for me to blog every single day or once a week or anything like that just was sucking the life out of me. Now, there are people who make six figures on their blogs. But when I look at those blogs, what they're good at doing is marketing. They get the information out there. There are very, very few blogs that are that good anymore. When I remember before, remember Cindy, you would go and there was tens, you know, hundreds of blogs that you really wanted to read and we would just say, gosh, I can't get to all the blogs I want to read.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's, you know, 500 words that are keyword optimized and all these things pop up. That's how they're making their money. But, you know, it's, you know, and that's the problem. It's like, so what is your focus? What is it that you really need to do? Because God will bless things. And even this conference, it may, you know, we didn't get 200 people coming, you know, I mean, my goal was actually, you know, 100. So, you know, and that was the thing Marnie was saying too. She's like, you know, Lord, you know, she keeps going, Lord, how did you not send more people? And I looked at her and I'm just like, he sent us the people that needed to be there. Those are the people that needed to be there. And so one of the things I had to look at too was, let's say 10 people came. Would I be able to carry that expense? So I knew I could. There's money in the bank. So it just let me, you know, and God did that. And you know how he did that? I had all of these sponsorships last year that I wasn't expecting for my network. And I am an author consultant. So I got two clients that paid a lot of money and more than this conference is going to cost me. Let's put it that way. To help them with their publishing. Those are gifts. You know, I was telling Cindy, I got all of the speakers' hotels except for Cindy's and mine, but all the other speakers, their hotel was paid with points that I had from Hilton points. So I told Cindy, I said, I looked at it and I go, let me tell you what else God did. Do you know what God did yesterday? This is random. I have wanted porch furniture. And so I looked at it and I had a budget of $500. Well, it like starts at 2000, you know, so for what I want, kind of like a little bit far and few between, you know, and like anything I saw for 500 was just junk and just gross. Well, God gave me porch furniture for free. Yes. At some point the cushions need to be replaced. They kind of have a little bit of, you know, they're kind of grungy. But I mean, we can take them out and Jeff's like, I'll just spray wash them and bleach them. I'm like, dear, they're not white. You cannot bleach off white. I mean, you can, but they're going to be all blotchy. He cracks me up. Anyway, but God just gave me that. I mean, it was in the back of my mind. I was thinking just the other day, it would be really nice to have porch furniture. I had porch furniture. It was wooden furniture, very uncomfortable, not tush friendly, as my kids would say. But he just gave that to me. My son-in-law had a client who was giving it away and he had my son go pick it up and my son comes with this trailer and my son-in-law texts me and said, hey, I don't know if you want it. We're just going to throw it out because they don't have a porch. We're going to throw it out in our yard. It's going to get gross. So you know what I'm saying? So that's how big my God is. That if you're working, at least trying, like someone just said, they were just starting the challenge. You are starting. He didn't say go forth and succeed and make all this money and take your eyes off of me. He said, go forth and succeed. Don't think that I won't bless it, but that's not my goal and my purpose. And yes, you know, I'm all about, you know, God. I guess I'm not a prosperity gospel person that, you know, just claim it and say it and whatever, but I know that God will prosper us. And he just does it in these miraculous ways.
Oh, in so many other ways. You know, and I do venture to say that one of the things he will do is he will bless when we're obedient. And I will say that pretty boldly because I've watched him through the years. And probably my God ideas have been my most blessed ideas. So I can truly say from the bottom of my heart that I mean, through the years, he's told me what the next thing is. And you know, Christina, when I hear that question that you're saying, like, what is my next thing? You know, I really do believe that there's two ways to answer that. First of all, I think that we already know what our next things are. Sometimes, for me, I go one of two ways. Either I really don't want to do it, because I really don't want to do it. Or sometimes I really want to do it, but then I feel guilty because it's so amazing and so much fun and so much, you know, so I get so filled up doing it that it's like the last thing I want to do for the day. And sometimes that's because I want to relax and enjoy it. Sometimes it's because I just feel guilty. And I love what you said, Felice, about refuse to feel guilty. I believe that that's one thing to consider, is that I believe that deep down, some of us, and I did this myself last night. I'm just going to be really blunt here. Last night, Kelly called my junk out on me. You know, she confronted it. And I have to have people in my life that, I mean, I can't go having this nice, polite, super, uber professional. I'm not a good fit for those, by the way. Coach that is, I don't know, not going to get into the deep dark of Cindy. Is that what God's been telling you? Is that how God works with you? Is this how he's done through the years with you? I have to have that kind of person that's like really that pointed to me, because otherwise it just doesn't help me. I can go make a lot of great plans and I won't implement them. That's one of the reasons that the thing I've determined is I wanted a culture here where sometimes I'm going to say some things that you may go, oh my goodness, I can't believe she just said that. But it's because I'm endeavoring to be as honest and as transparent and as real as I can be with you guys. And I mean, definitely, you know, like me saying what I said about clients earlier, I learned that actually the hard way working for the company I work with. I do hiring for them and I do some of their accounts and sales. And last year it totally stretched me when the boss came to me and he said, we don't want just anybody as our client. I was like, you need it so I can close my sales. I got to do my work. I got to do my job. And these people need services. And then I really rethought it. I've watched who were the ones who were just beautiful, smooth process. We've been able to really help them. They've been a good fit for us. We've been a good fit for them. And it changed my mind. And I think that it had to do that ahead of where I was here, where I was having to make a decision, like, what does all this look like coming back in it? Because the reality is, I'm not as excited, although I do get excited. I was thinking the other day, I saw a video from Becky. Her granddaughter by the way, Becky's like this amazing cook. And she's my friend who made fried pies, Amish fried pies. And I actually... yes, went from working at Jenny Craig to then go help her with her fried pies after work. I remember those days. But she had a picture of her little grandbaby with her little roller rolling out her Play-Doh. And I thought, oh, she makes peanut butter Play-Doh. And then I was like crash dunk right back to my Bible school and homeschool days. Do you know what I'm saying? Where I made peanut butter Play-Doh for kids. And so it's kind of hilarious that I do go back there, but... you know, the thing of saying the hard thing is sometimes hard. And so, Christina, what I'm thinking is, what is that thing that maybe if you're pushing it down, or you are maybe not wanting to, you know, maybe you're having some resistance, or maybe you're so excited and you wish you could do, you're doing all these other things instead of moving forward in that thing. What is that thing? And if you don't know, maybe a time I've been fasting myself, just did a Daniel fast. I needed to get healthier anyway. Gave up my coffees, of course I had already given up soft drinks and caffeinated anything back when I had my kidney stones this past year, but I decided to give up the gluten. And I mean, it's all the stuff I should have been giving up. Gluten. I've been eating lots of fresh veggies and my meats and drinking my water. But I decided to do a fast because I feel like I hear God better in those seasons. And so maybe a fast for a few days, you know, or what, just having that time, letting him be the one who teaches, and don't give him the resistance, because I promise you from the bottom of my heart, I think he's got some good things. And sometimes, like, I myself was pushing away a really great thing because I thought, well, I've got to do all these things and build up. And Kelly was like, no, what if God just does it? And she said, he's the God of the impossible. So turn him loose to do what he does best. So anyway, let's see here. Okay, Betty says to message her about kidney stones. She has a renal cyst that will throw stones. Dissolving before they get going is a big thing. I totally agree. Mine was a 6. And we did surgery, then we had, well, I tried to pass it, then we did surgery, then I had to pass it. And herbal things helped me, but yes, I'm open because I feel still that my antibiotics got me very, very sick and my body didn't handle it well. And I think some of that was because of my kidneys, you know what I'm saying? So they weren't doing a good job processing that. And I got to where my muscles, I was having muscle failure, just going to the bathroom. And, you know, getting up, walking, bed, you know, to down the hall. That's not far. So, and this is a girl that loves running. I'm finally to where I think I might be able to start back. I'm so excited. But, okay, let's see here.
Kelly, did you have anything you wanted to share? I don't know if you want to make your mic live.
Y'all can do this. I've been talking too much this session. I like hearing your voices. Okay. Okay. I'm going to start the challenge. Yes, start the challenge. You're going to love it.
What's your daughter's name? She said hi.
Hey. She is adorable. Isabel, I love Isabel.
You too. Well, guys, I am going to have to go because I have a date tonight. You know, talk about don't have time. Praise God. I got asked out on a date by my husband. So, yeah. So I'm going to have to run. But Cindy, you can just close off the room. Or are we ready to end? What do you guys do?
We are. And by the way, she's beautiful. Isabel, hey. All right. Well, you guys, we're going to go back to stepping up to the call. It is our forum that we have, our community that we have. Don't forget to share your takeaways from this session there and your points. If you are just getting started, we have and if you look, there are some tags you can do now in groups. There's one that's got Jumpstart 2020, and in that tag, there is a link, and should be in our docs, where you can use the sheet to compile your points. Yes. If you didn't turn them in yesterday, turn them in today.
We have a graphic now that's pinned to the top of our website at the Ultimate Homeschool Communicators Conference. I have to get all these names straight, and it's pinned to the top. Hey, Cindy, would you close us in prayer?
I will. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today. I thank you for this session, Lord, because I just believe from the bottom of my heart that you are wanting to speak to all of us about letting go of things so that we can truly do the things that are most important. And Lord, I hear you when you say that you are bringing forth new wine, new. And Lord, I just thank you that you you're doing a new thing among us. You're doing a new thing among our country. You're doing a new thing among our world. And Lord, I just believe that that you are calling us to come and just put our ears to your chest and listen to your heartbeat. And God, I pray that we will be faithful to just hear you and what your heartbeat is. God, I believe that that's where we will never have failure when we are listening to you. And that means that we're listening to your ideas, we're listening to your ways, we're listening to your strategies, we're listening to your positioning of who you want us to be connected with. But also, Lord, we're listening to your heart for your people. God, I just pray that we will be faithful, that we will hear you, and that, Lord, we will step in and step up to our call. Lord, I just thank you because you are so with us. Thank you for loving us and trusting us with what you've called us to do. We love you. We lift you on high. For it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You are on fire again, Cindy. So thank you so much. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow. Is Marnie's, right? She's going to do Facebook Live at 4 p.m. Eastern. And then Kelly is this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. Okay.
See you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.